Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy, beautiful Wednesday. I pray that you are blessed, well, and in perfect health and spirits. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Romans chapter 4, verse 17. And it's going to seem a little extended because, again, I have been reading from the Message lately. And so it's going to be a little long, but it's coming from Romans 4 and 17. Well, it's coming from Romans 4, 17 and 18. We call Abraham father, not because he got God's attention by living like a saint, but because God made something out of Abraham when he was a nobody. Isn't that what we've all read in Scripture? God saying to Abraham, I set you up as father of many people. Abraham was first named father and then became a father because he dared to trust God to do what only God can do, raise the dead to life, with a word, make something out of nothing. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway. Deciding to live not on the basis of what he saw he couldn't do, but on what God said he would do. And so he was made father of a multitude of people. God himself said to him, you're going to have a big family, Abraham. Speak life. There is a tremendous, magnificent, stupendous, enormous power in your words. If you're going to become or walking as a woman or man of faith, you have to change the way you talk. You have to announce it in order to experience it. I get this a lot at the school that I'm at. I see people speaking on something or speaking on the child, and it may come out as what they've been seeing constantly. And I'll come up and I'm looking like an idiot because I'm saying what I see this child to be and what I see inside of this person. Seeing the God, not telling it like it is, but telling it how it can be. We can all continue to say how it is, speaking truth to the light, to circumstances, but faith is supernatural, speaking things that we can't see. So today I encourage you to stop telling it like it is, but telling it how it could be, like it ought to be, like God wants it to be. We are the teachers, the faith walkers, the believers. We are the teachers of this earth, so we can't join in when others are seeing things as if they are and not as if they can be. So today, love, it is my prayer, my proclamation, my request, my statement of faith is that we go out and we have to tell it like it can be and not like it is. How God wants it to be, and who he called us to be. So today, speak it in advance and walk in faith. Father God, thank you for your love. Thank you for breathing life into us today, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would give us all the courage to speak life as it can be. Speak life as if you've given to us through your word. Speak life as is the faith that we're standing on and believing for, not only in our lives, but in other lives and in the state of this world, Lord God. We don't have to just see truth upon ourselves, but if we see a situation, Lord God, that looks dim, that looks hopeless, give us the strength, the discernment, the wisdom, and the knowledge, the grace, Lord God, and the mercy and the love to speak as if it can be, as how you would want it to be, Lord. Give us that strength today, Lord God, to call those things out that you would have them to be, Lord God. Not as if the world calls it, but as you would call it to be, Lord God. Allow us to walk in that today, Lord God. Let it be filled with love, filled with hope, filled with faith, filled with all things that are of you, Lord God. Give us the spirit of truth, wisdom, and knowledge so that we may be able, Lord God, to touch things and speak life into them. Touch people and speak life into them, Lord God, especially our younger generation. We're dealing with so much hatred and so much evil of the world, Lord God, that the enemy is touching them as going younger and younger and younger. Give us, Lord God, the strength to not look at the statistics that's coming out on paper or online or on the news, but give us the statistics that you can do, because the word says that greater is he that lives in us than he that is in the world. The word says we can do all things through Christ who is our strength. Lord God, so give us that strength, that discernment, that wisdom to speak on your word on behalf of others so that we may speak life into them today and moving forward. It is in your precious name, your precious child, Jesus Christ, who we were created in the image, that we give you thanks, glory, and honor. And we stand on that, we believe on that, and we thank you. Amen. God bless you, love. Be great. Be loved. Be blessed. Share that with someone today. Touch somebody today. Speak life into them today. We don't have to call it like it is, but we can call it like it can be. I love you. I love you. I love you. Have an amazing day.